So the Delta outbreak has hit many industries really hard, including the events industry. We're going to look at one particular style of events today, the AMP shows. In Hawke's Bay, AMP show is just one of many shows around the country to cancel this year. General Manager of the local AMP Society, Sally Jackson, joins me now. Hi there, Sally.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, nice to talk to you.
And to you.
We know the answer to this question, but yeah, how are you feeling about this?
Oh, look, it's been a tough few days, to be fair, but we have been monitoring the situation for a few weeks, as you know, as you would. And yeah, so when we made the decision a couple of nights ago with our exec team to cancel, it was a really hard day. But it's something we have to do. We had absolutely no choice with the unpredictability of COVID and knowing what level we're going to be in. There was just absolutely no choice. And it's a real shame for our community, for all of the event suppliers, for our competitors. You know, a lot of our competitors are really amazing sports people, so to not be able to provide the platform for them to participate on is very, very sad.
Can you tell us a bit about the AMP show and its history?
Yeah, so our one in Hawke's Bay, we've been going for many, many years, and we were going to be celebrating our 158th show this year, and so it's terrible. I think we have only ever cancelled. In fact, we didn't cancel, but we adapted the show back in World War II, but just to make changes for the amount of people that were out of the country. So it's a huge history, and there's so many traditions and the legacy that history brings alongside it. So the shows have been going for many, many, many years and do a huge amount for our community. I mean, if you look at over the past 18 months while we've been dealing with COVID, who has sustained the country? And that's absolutely got to be the primary sector. So to be able to tell the story of the primary sector through our AMP shows is something that's really important. You know how many kids are out there that don't know where milk comes from and don't know where your mince meat comes from? All of those sort of things, they just don't know. So coming to the show, our education program is massive. We have about 2,000 kids that turn up, and the impact that it has on those kids is tremendous. The aim is to bring them onto the showgrounds, to take them through this amazing education program and send them home changed kids, you know, so not to be able to provide that is very sad.
Does it have an economic benefit to the region?
Oh, huge. So at least 40% of our competitors come from out of the region. They're here in town 3, 4, 5 days at the very least. They're all staying in accommodation. They're using the hospitality right across the region. So that has a mammoth benefit. And it is really, you know, one of the many reasons why we get so much support from our community is because this actually provides benefits for the wider industry. So we've got, you know, the event industry that's been affected, all of the suppliers, the cities, the motels, the hotels, restaurants, all of those have been affected by this. And I know we're in a global pandemic, and to most, you know, events aren't that important when you're just looking at it from a superficial level. But when you break it down, it's really important for our communities to have these opportunities to come together. And also for the farming industry, you know, to get off farm, to come together with your colleagues and your peers is a really awesome experience to have. So it's going to be interesting. And, you know, we've made this decision and it is sad and it will have an impact right across the community. But what we would love to see, and I know we're not alone in this, we have an amazing industry group that's working for the event industry. But we need to make changes because we've got a live with COVID, right, for the next goodness knows how long, until it's eradicated, if it ever does get eradicated. But we need to be able to live with it, and so we need things in place to help us live with it. So what I'm advocating for is event insurance, and so we all pay into an insurance scheme, and if something like this happens, it means we can go right up to the event date, planning and helping everybody participate in an event like this. And if we have to cancel because of an outbreak, then we can, and we know we're not going to go bankrupt, because that's the biggest thing. We're a not-for-profit charitable organization working for the good of the community, and we can't go bankrupt with the thought of having to close down. So that's why we've made the decision 4 weeks out from our event. We can't sustain that financial risk.
Let me just jump in. Sally, how many AMP shows do you know have cancelled or are considering cancelling in New Zealand, just quickly?
Yeah, really, we've got Gisborne up the road from us. They were a week before us. They've cancelled. Carterton down the road from us, they've cancelled. And I know this is going to be on the top of the agenda for lots and lots of people, and shows coming up. So right through to the Canterbury show down in the South Island. So it's a big deal.
Okay. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for telling us a bit about things at your end, Sally, and interesting idea about the event insurance. Yeah, cheers. That's Sally Jackson, AMP show, Hawke's Bay.